on Robin Hood Radio. It's time once again to talk a little bit of traveling. And a little bit of traveling we're going to talk about is the International Travel Club at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. They have a fundraiser coming up for their next adventure. And that fundraiser is a wine dinner and fundraising auction, which will be held at the White Hart on Saturday, September 21st, from 6:30 till 9:30. And we have with us once again this year, John Lizzie, who is joining us from that travel club. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Marshall, for having me.
So before we get on to the dinner, let's talk a little bit about what trip you have planned for coming up in 2020.
Of course. So this is our second trip with the recently reformed International Travel Club. And in April, over April break this year, we are going on a grand tour of Italy. And so we are hitting, you know, all the cultural and historical hotspots there. We're going to Venice. We're going to Florence. We're going to Rome, Leaning Tower of Pisa, the island of Capri. And it's going to be a really immersive experience for 10 days. And so we're very excited about that.
Now, how did your first trip go? I mean, I saw a lot of pictures of it. It seemed like it went pretty good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. For those that don't know, we were in a few different countries in Europe in the summer. So we were in northern Italy, France, and then Monaco and Spain. It went really well. As you saw from the pictures, we got really lucky with beautiful weather. But I think most importantly, the students learned a lot. You know, they had a very much a life-changing experience. And there was definitely a good word of mouth, and we have a lot of student interest for this trip upcoming, I think, as a result of how well that trip went.
And what's great about this trip upcoming is it fits right in, almost like in a jigsaw puzzle, with what you did last summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw parts of northern Italy. I think one big difference between this trip and the last one is that, you know, with four countries, we were kind of moving pretty quickly in between each one of them. There was a lot of travel time built in to the tour, which, you know, we were willing to kind of put up with, so to speak. But I think this one will be a little bit slower paced because it's one country, a little bit more immersive to that area.
So. And what's great about Italy, of course, the history of Italy is pretty amazing, but also the students that go on this and even the chaperones that go on this get to see Italy at a time where there's some political flux as well in the country as well, like just like about every place else, they can compare what's going on in Italy as to what's going on here in the United States.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely important to emphasize, you know, beyond kind of the, you know, seeing the Colosseum and seeing, you know, all these elements of ancient Rome, which are, you know, are tied into our history curriculum, but also being able to make those, you know, modern contemporary political comparisons, you know, between our own country and Italy, definitely.
All right. Now, this fundraiser, once again, is going to be at the White Hart, Saturday, September 21st, 6:30 till 9:30. Mm-hmm. It includes a four-course gourmet dinner served by the Travel Club students, presented with specially selected wines that are paired wines, which should bring out the flavor of the wine and the food as well. Yes. Then there's going to be a silent and live auction with many different items. And all this for a $100 donation per person.
Yeah, this is the second year in a row that we've had this dinner at the White Hart, and a huge thanks to all the people involved, Dan Winkley and his wife at the White Hart, and of course, really the headmaster of all our fundraising, Denise Cohn. She's been absolutely fantastic. She and her husband Doug are providing the wine for us, and it's just a wonderful experience last year, and it makes me so confident that this upcoming dinner is gonna be the same.
All right, now if people want tickets, they can get a couple different ways. They can actually mail a check made out to HVRHS International Travel Fund, and mail it to you, John Lizzie, Lizzi, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, 246 Warren Turnpike Road in Falls Village, 06031, or you can go on the web to brownpapertickets.com, and all you have to add to that is /event/4300142. But I've made it simple for you folks. If you go to robinhoodradio.com on demand to the interviews and you go to this interview, the links are right there.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much. A couple other ways to learn a little bit more about the trip. I have a Twitter account. My school Twitter is just JLizzie9, so JLIZZI9. You'll see a link to the brown paper tickets and to more information about the trip. We also have a Facebook page, which is just simply Hoosie Goes to Europe, and you can find more information there.
All right, so now we've got a couple of students to speak to here. Why don't we bring in Adrian Akjar?
Hello.
Hi, Adrian. Are you looking forward to this trip?
Yes, I am.
Now, are you a traveler? Have you traveled a lot in your life so far?
I've traveled to states inside the country, but I've only been to Quebec, and other than that, I haven't gone anywhere outside, so I'm really excited.
All right. Have you started to study up on Italy yourself?
Not yet. I'm going to soon, and we're going to go over some of the phrases and stuff and how to speak, just the common things that we'll need to know, the basics. But, yeah, I'm really excited. And I know some of the, architecture, and I'm really excited to learn about the history.
Now, are you going to find it interesting to possibly see students of your own age possibly over there? And do you get to talk much with people so you can interact as Americans in Italy?
Yeah, I think it's really cool to, learn about their culture in a different way than we could in a classroom by immersing ourselves in it. And being able to talk to people our own age or even adults and just people who live there.
I think that's something that people might miss out, that these trips, yes, they are trips, and yes, they're educational, but the world is a much smaller place, and have Adrian, someone like you, being able to go to Italy and experience the country. And then when you come back here and you hear news of Italy and stuff, you can better process it and compare it to your life here.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I want you to have a good time there. Now, along with you, we're going to speak to Nicole Aguilar. And
hi.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
All right. So you're a sophomore as well.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you the same question that I'll start off with that I did for Adrienne. Have you been traveling most of your life with your family? Do you travel a lot, or is this going to be a first international travel for you?
I've gone to Brazil a couple of times. That's about it.
And that's about it. That's a great trip to Brazil.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? And was there any difference between the first time you went to Brazil and the second time? Did you feel a little more comfortable the second time to get around and do things?
The first time I went to Brazil, I was really nervous just because I didn't know how it was. But I was really excited at the same time because I was very young. And then the second, third time, I got to, know my way around, and I had to, practice more how to speak Portuguese, but it was great, and, we went to many places.
I think what you just said, once again, is a great thing to point out for people that are listening. Why do kids and travel clubs need to have – well, you just said you got to learn Portuguese, you got to interact with people from another country, and by the way – you got to feel more confident and comfortable in the situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. So are you looking forward to the historic sites in Italy, or are you looking forward more to the scenery and seeing and talking to people?
I think a little bit of both, just because it's going to be a new experience as well. And just it's a different culture, and there's just lots of things to see.
Well, I want you to have a good time over there. And like I said when I was speaking earlier, I saw the pictures posted on Facebook from last year's trip, and it looks spectacular. So I hope to see both you and Adrian and a lot of pictures on your Facebook page when this trip is over.
Thank you.
Well, you know, speaking to both those students, John, I think they pointed out something to people who might be listening who, you know, there's going to be some people out there who say, oh, kids in high school, you know, what's this trip to Europe and blah, 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 blah. But the kids brought up, the students brought up some very important things about A, interacting with other cultures, feeling comfortable in their own skin in a different environment, and tying in what they learn on this trip to their education studies, not only at Housatonic Valley Regional High School because they're sophomores, and they can really use this to go towards their junior and senior year, but their experiences in college and life beyond that.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we try to do the best job that we can as teachers, but there are just certain things that, you know, you can't get inside the classroom. So there's a really authentic learning that takes place on some of these international trips that, as you say, ties to the curriculum in our classroom, but gives them, you know, really important experiences in the years ahead. You know, I think it's somewhat true that, you know, the northwest corner can be perceived as insulated, and a lot of people spend the vast majority of their time here and don't get to experience the outside world. And so that's one of the things that this trip really provides, is that opportunity for students to do that. And so we want to give every student that chance, you know, when they're in high school, when we do have a way to kind of get everyone together to make it happen. And that's why we're really so appreciative of all the help that everyone's able to provide.
Well, what's interesting, the club was formed with the express goal in mind, really the main goal, and here it is, quoting, to help students see and experience the world. And what better way, because we live in such a small world, than to do something like this, really. Once again, the fundraiser, the second annual Hoosie Goes to Europe. Wow. Wine, dinner, and auction, supporting the opportunity of a lifetime for these students, by the way. September 21st, 6:30 at the White Hart, 4 gourmet courses, 4 fabulous wines. There's going to be a live and silent auction and more. And for more information, 860-318-5097, or, like we said, on the web, brownpapertickets.com/event/4300142. And your Twitter account, once again, John?
Yep, is @JLizzie9. That's JLIZZI9.
And you'll also find them on Facebook as well.
Yep, at Hoosie Goes to Europe.
John, have a lot of fun at this event, and I hope you raise lots of money, and I hope these kids really enjoy themselves over in Italy this coming summer.
Thank you so much, Marsha. We really appreciate all the time you gave us.